Hello, welcome to a special Planet IRL podcast as we here kick off our off-season interview series. Today, I'm joined by site editor-in-chief Cole Kirkland, our webmaster Lisa Kenny, and I'm the IndyCar editor Paul Dalby. Kicking off our series, we're honored today to be joined by the driver of the number 11 7-Eleven Dallara Honda for Andretti Green Racing. 2004 IZOD IndyCar champion Tony Kanaan joins us today from his home in Miami.
All right, Tony, so obviously we know 2009 wasn't the type of year that AGR is accustomed to having based on your historical performance the last 5 or 6 years. Coming out of a year like 2009, what types of things can you take out of this year going forward into 2010, 2011, beyond, as a driver and as a team now?
Well, I think we learned a lot what not to do. I think in everything in life, I mean, you do so well for so many years, you kind of get used to it, and then all of a sudden you think that there's something wrong, and I guess it's not. I mean, we set the pace for many years. We won plenty of championships and 500s between all the drivers that race for AGR. So people were trying to catch us, and that's what they did. And we struggle a bit this year with some of the changes that we made setup-wise in the direction that we thought was going to work, and it didn't. So I think we take it as a difficult year. We learn from the mistakes that we make. I especially had a very, very tough season myself. So I tried to take the best out of it. And the best is, we need to do whatever we can and to make it better. And myself, I would say, with the team, we got to work. We did work twice as hard this year that we did in every other year, the championships that we won, and we didn't win a single race. So I guess we got to keep it positive and keep working.
And I think on that note, Tony, can you talk a little bit about what changes you made at AGR? In particular, just noting that Penske and Ganassi were a little bit stronger this year.
We're going to get into technical things that I can actually disclose to you guys, but we made a change on the setup of the car, thinking that was the way to go, and it wasn't. Unfortunately, I don't think I can say exactly what it was, but I can tell you that for sure wasn't the right thing.
Tony, do you think looking back now, when you look back at the 2004, 2005, when you guys had the dominance that you guys had from the Honda engine, do you guys look back now and think maybe the development side, AGR, was a little bit complacent versus maybe what Penske and Ganassi were doing at the time when they had to really fight with an underpowered engine?
Oh, I think that's the nature of the business. I mean, we had an engine that was better than everybody else. We didn't have to work that hard and some of the stuff that they did. I mean, I think that's normal in every single sport that you do. So that's how we kept going ahead. And yes, I mean, obviously they didn't have an engine that helped them a lot. So they had to go to the aero and to some of the stuff that we didn't take a look as much as they did. But I would say that's the nature of the business. But then everybody got their own engines because they were the best engines. And then they went a couple steps ahead of us. So now it's time for us to go back to work.
And Tony, I know one thing that looked like it helped you at the early part of the season was maybe the afro. Maybe you should grow your hair back out again. That'll help.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, actually, as a matter of fact, I just shaved my head again yesterday. But a lot of people are asking me to do a lot of different things to see if I can change my luck or whatever people call. But I would say we really got to nail down and go to work. I mean, the afro. I mean, maybe if I make another bet with Dario, I might do that again.
All right, Tony, what drivers do you see that look like they're ready to make that move from maybe a mid-pack driver right now to being a contender week in, week out in the series?
It's hard to say, but I would say I see Rafa Rafa Matos, I mean, a rookie that is very talented. Ryan Hunter-Reay, I see maybe, you know, out of those guys, I think on top of my head, those are the two people that I think they have a huge potential. I mean, Ed Carpenter in the ovals being very strong. He definitely knows that he needs to improve in the road courses, but I would say those guys. I mean, and it's tough to say because there's not a lot of people that are running mid-pack right now. We're running so close together that, you know, one race, I mean, I would call myself a mid-pack this year, so I have to say maybe, you know, Tony Kanaan might make the move next year.
Well, we would certainly love to see you get yourself back up to the front. That would certainly be a something that brings a lot of fans a lot of happiness now.
I hope so.
I know that you're busy these days in the off season, which there really is not too much of an off season, and we certainly thank you for joining us here on Planet IRL. It's been a pleasure spending a few minutes chatting with you, and and we wish you the best of luck this offseason and going into next season.
No, thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me. And, you know, it's my first interview for you guys. Hopefully it will be the first of many. So all the best to you guys, and we'll definitely talk soon.